to Student Group Podcast, where you learn how to maximize your days in school and get equipped for a great career. Welcome to today's episode.
Everyone who is in school desires to attain academic excellence. As a matter of fact, there's nobody that wants to fail in the exam. Even myself, I don't want to fail in my exam. However, the way we pursue exam success differ. Yes. One person to understand that the way to go is to attend your lecture, settle down and study, revise, come to exam prepared, and put in your best to ensure you write your exams well. But some other persons don't think so. What they believe is that they can actually go sort and they can cheat, they can sleep with the lecturer, they can use language, religion, statism, familiarity, relationship to just earn marks that they don't deserve. Now, those are not the way to go. That's why I told you in previous episode on this student group that when you want a mark, what you do is you pay for it. How you pay for it is not to go to a lecturer and give him money to say, "Can give me mark." How you pay for mark is that you actually settle down and study. How you pay for mark is that you settle down and learn. Learn all that you should learn and learn as much as you can and get prepared so well that when you get into the exam hall, you'll be able to answer your questions properly. That is how to prepare to get your mark. That is how to pay for marks. Is not to start sorting lecturers or paying for them. That's why I told you, when a lecturer demands sorting to a pass, what do you do? Please go to broji.com and look for the podcast "When a Lecturer Demand Sorting for Marks." Please listen so you can understand exactly what I said about the matter of sorting to get marks. But what am I focused today is this. There are times that students actually set out because they are fine girls. Yes, they believe they can actually offer themselves for sex in exchange for marks. I mean, I've encountered people, I don't really know them because I don't follow them to where they go, but I have reports that suggest that why how they pass the exams is that they have big assets, you know, front and back, and then they offer these services to lecturers and in exchange for mark. Sorry, when I say services, of course, you can understand exactly what I'm saying. They offer those services because according to them, you use what you have to get what you lack. Now, I agree with them that the way life works is that you use what you have to get what you lack, but I don't agree with them that you use sex to get marks for school. Now, they have their own reasons why they do what they do or why they think that's the way to go, but I have my own reason why I think that's not the way to go. And my desire is to share with you why you should not also adopt their lifestyle when you want to pass the exam. And there are even situations when a lecturer, you are not just on your own, you want to pass normally, you want to pass by reading and studying, but a lecturer says, "No, I'm not going to pass. Well, I want to taste of the assets you have." Maybe just see, you're a very fine girl for God's sake, and God built you very well and all of that. And lecturer said that the wife he has is not enough, that he has to taste of every fine student that comes across him. And therefore, you say that even though you perform very well in school, nothing for you until you come and sleep with me. Just before I get into talking to you about all of this, I want to say something. If you're still listening to me, now one day you may be a lecturer. Keep yourself from those kind of lifestyle. Yes. If you know the damage lecturers do to themselves by being womanizers, you will be shocked. I've sat down with girls who tell me about lecturers. They talk about this one and they don't even know how to do. You know, for God's sake, this person has so much experiment with them that he just found out they don't know how to do. And see, you lose your respect almost 100% if you go to talk to a student to come and sleep with you for sex. I am telling you the truth. The person may respect you on the surface, but in reality, he knows where he goes. So now you're a student, I know one day you become a lecturer. I'm just telling you, as a matter of necessity, please don't do it. And please, let's even stop this nonsense. I mean, let the last embarrassment and disgrace that those old people gave to us as men end with them. There are women that actually think that men can't stay without sex, that men can't see a fine girl and walk past without sex, just because they encountered one he-goat of a lecturer who couldn't allow them pass exam until he slept with them. So I'm giving you a mandate. Please, as you study, as you prepare to become a lecturer, configure your mind to marry early if that's what is required. If you feel horny, congee, hook you, go home. It's your right. You can do it with your wife as much as you want, as long, as soon as you want. It is your right. That's why you pay by price. Yes. Yes. You can look at me like this is spoiled or evil. I don't want to consign you. But what I'm saying is this, do it with your wife as often as you want. When you see those students and Satan start telling you about them, can you see, you can enjoy, see Satan get behind me. Now, that's just by the way. But the real thing I'm talking about here is this. Talking about trying to get mark with sex, I want to tell you, please don't subscribe to that pattern. It seems to be an easy way. After all, he doesn't carry the thing after doing the thing. You understand what I'm saying? He's still with you and you carry it to your husband, you carry it on live and nobody will even find out. And they have gotten your mark easily. and some will be struggling and stopping themselves. I heard one girl threaten me at some point. I mean, something happened, and she said that any mark she want to get in this school, she's going to get it, whether she come for lecture or not. I said, are you serious? How can somebody say this with audacity? It was later I found out that actually why she had the guts to say something like that was because she is this kind of student who offers her body to any available lecturer for mark. And I said, well, that's your personal problem. But here's the problem this girl has. She can get any mark she wants, but here's what happens to her. Because she knows she can get any mark she wants by just sleeping in lecturers, that by default kills that drive to go and prepare for exam from her. Yes, it does. It removes that drive to go and prepare for exam from her because she knows she can count on it. I mean, this thing I'm talking about happened in the discussion group where we are all hustling, trying to understand the lectures, trying to crack difficult courses so we can get prepared for exam. And somebody is telling me this. We are not the same. So she has her own plan of passing the exam, but we don't have to share the same plan. You can pass the exam, get any mark you want with an empty head. But here's what happened to you at the end of the day. What happened to you at the end of the day is that you position yourself where you don't have a chance to learn enough to be useful in future, to be useful to society. Nobody's going to hire you because of your mark primarily. They will hire you because of the solution you can deliver. So please don't subscribe to that option. It seems easy, but it's not easy in the long run. It will make you a graduate who is a non-entity. It will make you a graduate who doesn't have sense. It will produce in you a graduate who can't defend his score. It will produce in you a graduate who doesn't have any sense. It will produce in you a graduate who can't contribute to society. It will produce in you a graduate. And that's what I'm telling you. Please don't subscribe to Sex for Marks. The lecturers you sleep to get mark, you lose your respect before them as well. The one that refused for the sex offer they are making, even though they may punish them, they may be angry with them, but they will respect them. I want to talk to you, my sister, specifically. See the way these things work. When a lecturer asks you for sex, refuse. Say why. I say, I am not giving my sex to anybody apart from my husband. In fact, I tell him like this, is it because of mark I will just come and sleep with you? I mean, this man, it's not as if you like him normally. Even if you like him, man, so... Just in case you are wondering what I believe about this, let me tell you clearly. I believe you are not allowed to sleep with anybody that is not your spouse. No, allow is not the word. Let me use the appropriate word. I believe it is a sin for you to sleep with anybody that is not your husband. This guy here, pastor, I'm not a pastor. I'm simply a human being who understands there is God in heaven, who structured life, who said there is a pattern to live life. And do you know how he structured this life? He structured it that sex should happen only between two married people. So tell the lecturer, I can't sleep with you because of Mark. I can't even sleep with you on any ground, let alone Mark. He said, you threaten, what if he threatens you that you failed because of Mark? Tell him who her. If God will allow you to fail me because I did not sleep with you, so be it. And let me even tell you more specifically, if you're a Christian. He tells you like that. He said, oh God, don't try something that will kill you. There's something I want to let you know. God said to Abraham, if any man touches you, I will touch him. So tell the lecturer, God demonstrated in the life of Abraham. A man collected Abraham's wife and wanted to sleep with him. God made every woman in his palace barren and wanted to kill him. In the same way, let him know. In fact, if you like him, just tell him. If you don't like him, go home. God will deal with the man by himself. Because anyone that bless you, I will bless. If a man decides to curse my mark, after my labor, you decide to remove my mark because I didn't sleep with you or pay you for mark, oh God, have mercy on your soul. Only God can save you. So if that's the case, go home and know that God will fight your battle. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, what I'm saying is this. When a man demands for sex, what do you do? Tell him no. That you're not going to sleep with him because of Mark. Because it's a sin. It's my practice. Fornication is a sin. And my practice is my practice because actually you're getting the mark by the wrong way. If you're just starting out a semester, go to class. Do tests. Do assignments. Submit on time. Pay attention to class and prepare very well. Write your exam so well that if he said you failed because you don't sleep with him, you should produce your scripts. And when he produces your scripts, he will embarrass himself. He will send himself to the village by force. Your duty as a student is very simple. Go to school and learn. Your lecturer's job is to teach you and check how much you learned with his exam. So learn very well so that when he comes to examine you, he will prove that you have learned. When you do that, if he wants you to sleep with him, that is his personal problem. I have a rule. My relationship with my lecturer starts in the class and ends when I submit my script in the exam. I don't want to have anything to do with you as a lecturer until when you release my results. That is, after the result, we can start a new set of relationship. Because I don't want you to see me coming to your office or dating with you and you think I'm trying to manipulate you to give me marks. What kind of rubbish is that? Marks that I can't get by doing the bits I'm supposed to do and God showing me favor. I should go to hell. There seems pride in resisting a womanizing lecturer who sleeps with every student that passes through his class. there's this pride and joy and worth you get. And listen, if you have the capacity to actually expose the lecturer, please go ahead and expose him. Of course, like I said in an earlier episode, the biggest thing you can do about exposing such wicked set of human beings is actually to take the matter up to God in prayer and say, God, avenge for me. Come and fight for me. When God fights for you, it's a real fight. And I can assure you, victory is yours in such battles.
To gain more student insights, visit project.com/students. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Student Groove, or subscribe to our WhatsApp broadcast through 0810-550-4664.